Okay, well then let's move on to the next ingredient here, which is ground brown rice. Now, explain why rice needs to be in the food and the difference between a grain like brown rice or just rice, in some cases, even rice flour in other foods I've seen.
Well, in order to form that nugget, we need some kind of carbohydrate. And that's number one. Number two, our dogs live at home with us, and our foods taste very good today. And I try to decrease the amount of fat in the diet. So if I have, John, four components, if I have protein in the diet, I need that, yes? I have fat in the diet, I need that. I have water, there's always water, okay? And I have the fiber. Okay, and then the fifth was the carbohydrate. Now, I can play with this a little bit. If I keep fat at a high number, my dogs get fat because fat has almost two times more calories than carbohydrates. So if I say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to chisel off just a little bit of fat. A lot of calories, so I'm going to chisel it off. What do I replace it with? Carbohydrates. So then I say, what carbohydrate do I want? One, I want a carbohydrate that'll make my pellets, stick together. I don't want gluten. I don't want corn. I don't want wheat. Okay? Number two, I want to decrease the number of calories. And number three, brown rice is an excellent fiber source. It has excellent nutrients such as B vitamins, and it's very digestible. How do you know a food is good? You've been asking me through all of this. One way is that what goes in the dog should not come out. So if I was using a carbohydrate that was less expensive, that was less digestible, more would come out and less would be in the dog.